So a quick announcement before Venerable Lamo starts. I want to encourage everybody to use Volunteer Spot to sign up now for Wednesday night evenings. A big thanks to Brian, who almost every week is signing up to Empty Water Bowls. Venerable Kondo has been very helpful at trying to watch the filling of the water bowls. But we've got basically spaces for greeters, which help with the front door and side door when Geshe-lo arrives. I try to do that if I'm here, but what happened last week was that I couldn't come, Sandy couldn't come, and no one was signed up to volunteer for any spots. And so an hour before, I'm calling desperately to make sure that every job was covered. So I feel good that it's all happening, but if everybody could sign up on Volunteer Spot, then that just helps us know if we have to miss that who's going to do what and make sure everything's covered. So a big plug for that, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, we're getting started. I'd like to read the prayer list very quietly so you can read, meditate, or read your do your readings. Prayers for a happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Venerable Thupten Dekyong, Richard Elliott, Lori Ford, Michael Hardiman, Alice Hurt Summers, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Vladislav Loyek, Ian Stewart, Danielle Steins, Matt Whitney, Mojo the Cat. Job Search, Jim Kay, James Lillick, Ashlyn Kloss, Sarai, Roseanne Barona. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirki Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Barb and Roger Alexander, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Ben, Connie Brown, Carolyn Burns, Elizabeth Campanel, John Carroll, Florence Constant, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Emily, Richard First, Andrew Flaherty, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Katie, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Liz, Ava, Denora, Jimenez, Lopez, Danny, Love and Family, R.M., Judy Martin, Sean McGarity and Family, Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Jack Nottingham, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Lindsay Piotti, Aunt Polly, Brent Richardson, Ronnie, Eileen Rubin and Family, Dr. Albert Sons, Jeannie Shario, Rosemary Cease, Andre Smith, Michael Smith, Willa Stein, Carol Vogel, The Will Foundation, Lobsang Tukdem, Dion Washington, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, Natalie the Cat. Okay, so if you'll turn to the first, to the green sheets in the white prayer book, we'll recite the praises to the 21 Taras one time. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants, the gods, the demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, God's life nighting instantaneous, from palm opening same ones of the Lord of Heroes, turbone lotus, Hamachi, whose face combines 100 autumn moons at full, is blazing with bright blazing splendor as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section triumph without limb, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpses through Skandarva's Yakshas. Homage with their threat and piss sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, earthly pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her finger, so done her with three Jomudra, light ray masses all excite. All directions feel so adorned. Homage, she so joys radiant, crowning emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutar, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments was shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Hamashi mysteries ablaze, psyche undending, fire abiding. Rashad's weapon joys around, troops of enemies destroying. Hamashi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace, nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes home and knowledge mantra, orange mother of the ten letters, homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three, smera mandara and vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-mic wound of Devalek form, with far-spoken Tara Empire, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kina Rastu armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels veterans and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, just so so spirit yakshas and ray scorpius supreme to ray. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus, endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So if you flip to the front of the first base sheet, let's read accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dhamma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. Sometimes on Geshe-la, chants the Tonglen, the giving and taking, and that's right above what we just read. So if you want to ever sing along, that's what we're chanting. And we repeat the final line twice at the very end. I think that's how we end this. And so if you've never been here before, if you would please be sure to get one of those little booklets that are on the table there. And that's the Guru Yoga Meditation for Lama Tsongkhapa. On page 7 is where we start. And then after we're finished with that, then then we'll recite the short mandala offering before the teaching on the back of that first day sheet. And then right below that, the request to turn the wheel of Dhamma. And then Geshe will start chanting the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, which is right under that accepting difficulties as the past verse. And he'll do that 3 times. And then he'll say a prayer that he recites himself. And then in the textbook, The Great Treatise, Stages of Past Enlightenment, my sense is that we are on page 240. We're talking about projecting karma. I think that's where he stopped. So I'm assuming he'll start there. And that's in varieties of karma. Okay. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of fine's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the 3 vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the 5 degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. And the Savior's extensive deeds I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now please turn to page 13, and we'll recite prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 20 times to ourselves, and then the final one we'll chant together. In your booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my life, to the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now, a short mandala offering in the back of the first base sheet.
Saji Perki Shu.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How's the weather? Mm-hmm. We will do this.
I'm sorry?
The practice, accepting difficulties.
Oh, okay. Shall we read? Okay.
So, Venerable Lamala will read something, then please think about. So, then after that, I'm going to chant in Tibetan. So, then this is.
Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma.
So what does the word bless? Please bless me.
It just says, I seek your blessings.
Same, seek your blessing or bless me. Or same, I think same. Depending where to say. So the definition of blessing, is to transform. Transform, right? So we all know transform. There's different way to, different way of, you know, presenting blessings, you know. Tibetan traditions, you touch forehead. You know, some people, you know, they put their hand on, some people, they, you know, kiss their hand, whatever it is. This is all as a physical way of, you know, as a presenting blessings. So true definition of blessings, you know, when you try to bless the food, you're trying to transform the food. Or maybe the essence of the food, you know, you're trying to transform that. Or maybe, you know, like the taste, or maybe color, the everything, you know, like you try to, you know, when you, each time when you bless something, you know, it's like blessing environment, it's like trying to, like, see this environment as something very special rather than environment, you know, this kind of messy, you know, not like that, you know. So that's why I say blessing the environment, you know, blessing the house means try to transform our energy, you know, within the house. So, right now, you know, why I'm seeking blessing or asking in this case, probably to Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, by the one. You know, who is related to this, you know, like Lama Chöpa, there's no Guru Yoga practice. So right now, when things go wrong in my life, I don't have, you know, like, I don't know what to do. You know, I just overwhelmed, you know, then, like, not really know how to handle, you know, So this, you know, piece of teaching, this practice is critical. Long as, you know, we are like being part of samsara, you know, thing doesn't go exactly the way we think all the time. This is nature of samsara. You know? So we can, you know, fix everything. It will be wonderful if we can fix everything. That will be wonderful, but we cannot fix everything. Why? There's a reason. Buddhism, you know, is karma. That's the karma is the reason. So, just recognizing that, you know, being part of samsara, recognizing that automatically will free ourselves from so many unnecessary fears, you know, fear to be perfect, into, you know, so much concern or the stress or worry, you know, being perfect, you know. So perfection is beyond samsara. That's called liberations. That's the perfection, liberation. And here, samsara, yeah, so we can try all our best, you know, so we will succeed eventually, but, you know, the perfection is, you know, not here, you know, it's over there. So, anyway, so here, important, you know, like, so this is this piece of practice or teachings. Yeah, what to do? if things go wrong in your life, what to do, how to know, like how to think. So that's no, you have here saying like as a, every cloud has silver lining.
Yes.
Every situation. So that means, you know, to look something positive. Okay, so here the point, you know, each time whenever we are experiencing whether it's a good thing or negative things, something is finishing, using up, something is using up. If you are enjoying oh, so many good things, you are using up your saving, karma saving. Not your saving, using up. So people do inspire, oh, there are so many good things happening. Oh, so then, you know, people kind of get inspired to create more merit, means, you know, think more positively, you know, to be more compassionate, more loving, you know, more caring, you know. So this is all creating more merit, creating more cause to continuously enjoy, you know, the positive things. When we are experiencing something negative, it's not all negative. It's not entirely negative. It's something is finishing. So there's something to feel good about. Something is finishing, you know. Here in the West, we don't talk about those things, you know. So this is very much like related to the ancient thought, ancient Asian practice, you know, teachings. That's how they, you know, think. So this is, you know, if you give some thought on those, you know, piece of, you know, teachings, and think from there, you know, I think the it will change. It will change our perceptions. It will change our perceptions, particularly towards negative things. It will change our perceptions. This piece of teaching has potentials to change some of our perceptions, particularly towards negative things. So it has great potentials to change our perceptions, particularly towards negative things. Means when something is going wrong in our life. So this teaching has great potential to help us. So so we have been doing this practice, you know, every Wednesday night. So then I think, I'm not sure why we stopped doing this. So we stopped. So then last couple of weeks I thought, you know, it would be nice, you know, to maybe begin class with this practice and end with some kind of polling practice. You know, so we want to, okay? So you can meditate, So the point is like, you know, every cloud has silver lining. So when I say that, and you 100% get, you 100% understand, or rather than me, you know, like, say, the exactly the way it's been written in the teachings, you know, it's a little bit difficult. So the point is like that, okay?
No matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness.
No. It's called Tobunga, means five power. There are two different kinds of five power, practice of five power for time of the dead. This same, pretty much same, but you know, different, little bit different way of explanation. So this particular five power, this is not the five power, the similar, not like the one that you practice at the time of death. This is different kinds, but this, both of them call Tobunga, five power. So, among those five powers, Pembetop, first one is like power of determination, Pembetop. This is very, very important for all of us, you know. So when we wake up, so see, like looking at, you know, whether it's like positive appearances or negative appearances, you know, so that not does not need much explanations, because we all experience that in our life, day-to-day life, you know. All the appearance is not always positive or, you know, something to, you know, like about. So, then looking at those, you know, two different, you know, like appearances, particularly from the eyes of Bodhicitta, the willpower, you know, willpower that I am going to eliminate all the suffering that exists in this universe. I am going to do this. The willpower, bodhicitta, no. So, so we all need, you know, some kind of willpower, you know, willpower, to tackle, you know, particularly, you know, difficult appearances. So, so the willpower to see the world without property, not the property. That's a lot of, you know, poverty, huh? Yeah. So exactly like that. So I could not distinguish between those two things, poverty or poverty. Anyway, so that's a willpower, you know, that's a willpower. So this is all willpower. It's just, you know, someone's thought. You know, it's not actually, it's only happened there, you know. So that's a willpower that I myself alone going to eliminate all the suffering that exists in the universe. So when you have this kind of willpower, no, so small things, you know, the good appearance, bad appearance, not much difference. There's not much difference, no. So you transform them, you know. So whenever you observe your own suffering of others, what you do as a ancient, you know, like the Mayana practitioners, you develop compassions, no? You develop compassions. Not just, you know, you don't just get depressed, you know, you just develop compassions. When things are going so well, what do? You just rejoice and, you know, you dedicate that, you know, kind of feeling with, you know, all living beings, rather than telling, oh, I feel guilty that I'm alive. I feel guilty that I have so much, you know. So you don't have to feel guilty. You can do something else. You can just wish that for all living beings. That's called dedication. You rejoice. And, you know, Father, if you are happy, what do you do? So no, you don't feel guilty, you know, what do you do? So you just dedicate. When you are not doing well, when you are not happy, what do you do? You don't just sit there, just, you know, go down and down. What do? You just pray. You pray, oh, there will be no more sufferings, you know. So just pray. So this is kind of painful. So I don't want anybody to go through this kind of sufferings. So there, you know, there's a lot of tonglen practice you can do based on that. So the bottom line, you know, is easier said than done. But somebody has to say it. Otherwise, I'm not sure how it can be done. So let's. So, yeah, I'm not saying it's easy, but, you know, for me it's easy to say. But when it comes on practical level, it's not that easy. You know, I know, we all know, you know. So we all are human. So we have, you know, all have problems, you know. So so when there's somebody say easier said than done, what it means, what it really means? Is it negative or positive?
Can you use the microphone?
Yeah, it is. There's no. So, tell you the truth, you know. Unfortunately, there's no easy solutions, you know. So, even though I say, oh, it's a piece of cake, it's not going to be a piece of cake. There's probably not good things to say. So then, in that regard, you can really say it's easier said than done. No, it's not. It's not going to be a piece of cake. So anyway. So we need to develop so many different types of willpower that we need, you know. And I said, helping you all the process, you know, universal harmony, universal happiness. It all began with, you know, helping yourself. I'm just repeating here, you know, what Lama Chogpa said in Lam Rim. So helping yourself is also easy to say. What is required, you have to understand what is samsara. If you don't have clear understanding what is samsara, I don't think you can help yourself. So just knowing your own existence, we have to understand our own existence. No? So that's one part. No? So then, of course, no. Cause and effect, karma. So you are not going to have, you know, clear understanding of karma if you don't know a little bit about what is emptiness. No, everything is relative. Everything is relative. So, of course, you know, America is very, very developed, richest country on this planet. Still, a lot of, you know, difficulties that people, individual person, go through. You know, if you are living in America, if you are living in Nepal or India, you know, like there are difficulties. So what I'm trying to say here is, you know, we need to build a lot of willpower, you know, wisdoms to understand. So just think about what is emptiness, you know, what is causality, what is karma, what is samsara, you know. So then slowly, you know, so then that's how the whole process, small scope, that's all they talk about, is to, you know, to help yourself. So then, you know, then slowly close one, love one, then slowly to strangers, then slowly to enemies, then that's how it becomes universal, you know. It doesn't become right from the beginning, it doesn't become universal. So, my teacher, Kenzo Lumbaji, said last year when he came here, he told me repeatedly a number of times when we are going around the Shelly Lakes, he said, you have to be happy. You have to make yourself happy. Semba kibo. Semba means mind. Kibo means happy. it makes proper sense in Tibetan, but not making sense. Sempa Kibuche means you have to make your mind happy. Sempa Kibuche. It's very important. It's very important. Okay, they didn't tell me, you should meditate on Lam Rim 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is very important to keep your mind. So that, is same, is you have to, it requires something. You can't just, there's a way to make your mind happy. There's a way to make your mind happy. To thinking, comparing yourself, thinking about, the different parts of the world, compare your lifestyle to their lifestyle. There's something to feel good about. Rather than, always comparing our life with the Bill Gates. Then it's not going to be quite good, It's like, Samsara is like the town of, thought. This samsara is called, it's like considered as a town of thought, perceptions, ideas. Namto is not, it's not good. Namto is like, Namto usually, if somebody live with chain of Namto, there'll be no happiness. Namto is like thinking of all kinds of things. Samsara, ko Namto ke tongje nas, tongje is city, the samsara is the city of Namto. In that town, they are like Zambi like eight worldly concern. Or somebody prays, or you're like, wow, really, really high up. If somebody criticizes you, all of a sudden you fall down. No, eight worldly concern. These are like Zambi. Those eight worldly concern is considered Zambi. They are like roaming around in that town, which is full of Namto. So there's no special rituals that you can do if you encounter Zambi. Zambi, there are different types of Zambi. Some of them like caused by blood. Some of them caused by different deaths, different cause, like wind element, there's a different cause anyway. So there's special rituals that they can do. So somebody asking his lama, if you want to do some ritual on the Zambi, so please do ritual on those kind of Zambis, like eight worldly concern, constantly roaming around in the town of different your perceptions, all of that. Okay? So does it make sense? Am I making sense? Probably not. So that's as good as it can get. This is as good as it can get in samsara, that's as good as it can get in my English. Yeah. So contentment. You can expect, this is pretty good. According to reality, samsara, that's pretty good, Can see, talk, think, eat. That's not so bad. So remember, long time ago, there's a group of rabbit, white, pure white rabbit. There's 45 of them. So one of our center members, volunteering in the shelter from Drum now, he's already moving somewhere in Boston. So he called me. So he said, Gijila, so I have 45 rabbit. Need to rescue. So people who are raising them, they brought to homeless shelter, they don't want. So now they're going to die. So then these things written in the mandala called, Liberation Bunny Project or something, I'm not sure what they call Liberation Bunny in Latin or something, and they say, so somebody made this title. So anyway, so I called Nolan. Nolan said, I have no place to put those 45 rabbits. I called Nolan. I said, Nolan, I have one request. He said, what is it? I said, first I have to hear from you. You have to say yes. then I will tell you. So then he said, okay, yes. I said, I have 45 rabbits. So it was a big white bull there. So then somehow, you know, from there, a lot of process. You know, from there, it went to another lady, very kind-hearted lady, who's, you know, changing all kind of animals in her own. So we brought it there. So they asked me, you know, what do you think? So I said, in the rabbit realm, that's as good as you can get. You know, not worry about someone going to kill them, you know, so roaming freely. Of course, there's some other problem. There's, you know, part of life. There's nothing much you can really do. If you really want to do, the best way to do is like enlightened. You know, so that is not, you know, quite easy, you know. Mm. So anyway, contentment, compare yourself, you know, to others, you know. So there's so much people going through so much suffering compared to our life here. Air you breathe, water you drink, the sky you see. Not long ago, 2 months ago, grew a monk came here. They are kind of amazed that the clear sky they can see here in America. You know, in India, you can see them, that clear sky, you know. So there's so much, you know, people when they visit here, they enjoy. So for us, it becomes like nothing. So I think it's good, you know, to have a Semba Kibuche, making your mind happy, that requires, you know, some thinking. You know, without thinking, you can't make your just mind happy. You know, it needs to think. So just want to share that with you. So the weather is being kind of like crazy. Some people say it's been ridiculous. So some people say, and it's okay. No, it will change. It won't last like this forever. The weather will change, you know. So it's only, you know, a matter of time, you know. It won't be like that, you know. So so just want to share that with you. So just thought. So then probably read. I think last Wednesday we read quite a bit, huh? Almost finished one bit. So now, when we are studying this section of the, you know, this is like section of karma. So just think, this is the one piece of, you know, practice that we learn here. We are studying here is to supposed to help us. This is the process of, you know, this one piece of teaching. This is like how to help ourselves, okay, before you help other people. You know, this is like one piece of important piece of teachings that definitely, you know, the teaching itself has potentials to contribute, you know, to ease our tension in our mind, you know, ease tension. Yeah, being part of samsara is not easy, you know, so nobody wants, if you have choice, yeah, you choose liberations, enlightenment, you know. So then here, you know, already here, so this piece of, you know, the teaching of karma, it has great potentials to help us. So in order to do that, first we have to, you know, study what is karma, okay. So that's what I've been doing, I think, last many weeks, I think now. And I always say something that's not in the book here in Lamrim, so that takes quite a bit of time. Quite a time. Then, Lamrim, so where we stopped last Wednesday?
Okay. We stopped on page 186 in the Tibetan text, mm-hmm. 240 in the English text. So now the next topic is the four types of projecting karma.
Projecting karma?
Yes, sir. First, we're talking about the distinction between throwing and completing karma.
Oh.
And I think we finished that.
So now, because...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So So I think last Wednesday we I explained about throwing karma and completing karma.
Yes, you were talking about the difference.
Yeah, difference in that. So now today is like new one here, but the mangible means the karma that you're going to experience or karma that you're not going to experience.
No, before that, there's four types of projecting karma. Where you have karma that a single action projects many bodies
So this Lama Song was quoting from Kunti. There's no, the text is composed by Asanka, Indian master. So Lama Song was quoting this. So now, you know, what Asanga said in his text is not really clear. So Lama Tsongkhapa is commenting on that, you know, what it means, like one karma throw, one body. Yeah, then like more than one body. It's not really body, but it's not a result. Okay. So le kiji chigi tsechi kone namji sabi sova tangse. So what it means, Lama Tsongkhapa said, one le kiji chigi kichi means moment. One moment. Kiji chigi means one moment. Karma. No, one moment of karma. Le kiji chigi. Tsechi kone namji sabi sova tangse. Tsechi kone namji sova tangse. Nami sovache. So it could, you know, just as contribute to the one single karma, or it could contribute to many different types, a couple of different, more than one karma. Make sense? Anybody has falling down? Okay, miss, let me think about some example. Le kiji chiki, chichi kone nami sabi. Just this life, the certain karma that only, you know, has impact on just for this life. Make sense now?
Yeah.
Certain karma has not just one life, there's multiple life. Make sense?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so that's much better. Le kiji chigi, tsiji kore nami ji sabi suwaji. Le ti, tsirap tu me nami ji suwaji. Le kiji mangbu. Say, somebody who doesn't have any physical problem, not health problems, so then when that person snap the finger, in that moment there's 65 moments, you know, healthy person, when they snap their finger, they within that period there's 65 moments. So there's one way to count, moment. So then there's more complicated way to count moments. So far we won't go there. So this is the one moment within the 65. That's one moment. The 65, snap finger, 65. One of them. One moment of that. Say there's karma. Only has impact on just for this life. So then number of them, not just one, but two, three, four, five of them, karma has no le teach le le t Many of them has only no chikpo deni sabya so ata. Many of them also have impact in only one just one karma. Make sense? Okay. Rewind. So the one moment of karma has impact could be in just one life. Okay? Just one life. Or multiple life. That's clear?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all now no one remind that. So then the second one, first is just one moment, right? Now many moments. It's not just one. There's like two, three moments. First one, just one moment, now there's multiple moments of actions have impact. Just reverse. Impact on just this life and multiple life. Make sense? Okay. Are you able to get your head around? Yeah. One or more than one. It's just reverse. It begins with one moment has impact on just this life or more than this life, mean multiple life. So now similar many moments could have impact on just one life or multiple life. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong, Samula? Am I wrong?
No, you're never wrong. You're always right.
If wrong, please say it very loudly. Also, I also had difficulty to get my head around this here too. Even in Tibetan. Well, that now let me read. That's what it means. It doesn't mean one karma will throw multiple results. It sounds like when you read directly Asanga's statement, it sounds like that the Lama Sangha was commenting. Make sense? Mm-hmm. It has to make sense, sorry. That's finished now, it's over, it's complete. So please read, if you have questions, then we can have further discussions, and we can have debates too. So, yeah, if you want to debate, so then more than happy to do. Mm-hmm. So you can say, you know, Koroti Korsum. That means you are now confused. Not just confused, you are like completely. So you see, when they debate, they go like Koroti Korsum. That means now your head is now really spinning. Means you have no clue, you are totally confused. So then they say, Tsa means you are wrong. Tsa, no, Tsa, when they go like, this is good, no, this is just asking questions. When they go like this, either you are against what's been said in the book, or you are wrong. If you are against what you said is against what's been said in the book, then you say, Pechadanga means you are against the book. So then you are able to say where. That means you have to say by heart. You can just say, oh, page number 23. There's no book. There's no book in the class. You just have to say. You have just to repeat. You know, there's hundred thousand years listening. You have to say. You know, so then there's the verse. Then pecha banga, pecha means, you know, book, scripture. Gal means contradictions. Cha means, you know, wrong. That you are wrong. Cha means you are wrong. So you say yes. The second moment you say no. Then they go say cha. That means you are wrong. Then. Then you say very quite loudly. That means now you lose from the root. That means, you know, you say, oh, this is, oh, no, this is how you should not turn this way, you should turn this way. that's your root. You're hanging on there. So then you use all the reasons that you've been wrong here, wrong here. Eventually you say, oh, no, no, you went from this way. That's your highest root. Highest root. Huh? Yeah, that's probably your problem. You lose your root promise. So that's big, not just tsa. It's like big tsa. You know? So if you want to do something like that, I'm ready to. You have to go like this. So then we'll do maybe next time some other class. So then that's finished. So now, second one. What is
good?
Karma
whose result you will definitely or only possibly experience.
So now Lama Tsong was quoting again. That's also, I think, written by, pretty sure, by Asanga, Sayimushi. This karma is not talking about positive or negative, it's just karma. Could be positive, could be negative. Doing something intentionally, that means that intent is there. It's not like accident, no. Doing something intentionally, thinking something intentionally and doing it, no. So these are the karma, pretty much experience the result. There's some karma, you know, I don't want to do, but I have no choice. No, I have to do. So then you don't have intention. Those karma, more likely, easy to purify, more likely, there's no guarantee that you will experience the result. This karma is not, first of all, it's not complete. It's incomplete, easy to purify, you know. So that's called, how you say, Nyoma Mangyepa.
You will
karma is not
what you have accumulated. Let's see.
So maybe I should try how to translate it, because otherwise that's how I get lazy, you know. So I always rely on someone how it's said in English. So then they said I don't pay attention. Same direction. Direction going. Been here 15 years. I can't tell the name of the street, so I don't pay attention, you know. So people ask, like, what is the name of the street? Like, I don't know. I do know how to get there. I don't know the name of the street. So there's no paying attention. So like, nyoa nyepa means definitely going to experience the result, okay? Nyoa nyepa. Nyoa nyepa. Mangyepa means it's not sure. It's not certain that you're going to experience the result. It's not certain. One is certain, one is not certain. Does that make sense? Certain one is like doing something intentionally. intention, okay. So, something to share about some kind of balls. Thinking about intention, thinking, and then acting on the thought. So that karma is complete. Nyuwa, gyuwa, mangyebile ni samshin to chela mazaw khaim bhaji, samshin to chela mazaw khaim. So, intent is there, and when it's time to act, you have no interest, you know. But in initial stage, your intent is there to want to do. But when it comes down on action, then you lost your interest. So that, you know, that something like that. So that comes like incomplete. Normally, something to challenge, something to masala kind of masala kind of. Yeah, make sense? Intentions there, but you don't act on your thought.
So you don't follow through.
You don't follow through, exactly. You don't follow through. So, late at night, at your house, coming down in the kitchen, thinking, sitting right there, thinking, oh, maybe, it's okay, maybe one piece ice, is this okay, you know? And maybe it's not okay. So what's the difference? Sometimes, you know, you come there, you discipline yourself. So that, like, you have intention to eat one piece of chocolate. You come down and you sit there, think about them. somehow you don't eat. Sometimes you don't just eat one. Sometimes you eat two. Sometimes you don't eat at all. You just go back. But that's incomplete action, you know. So whatever the result of eating chocolate, I'm not sure what kind of result. So you are not going to experience the result because you didn't act on your thought. But you know that, you know, same message. Yeah. So if you eat one, what do you call that, like guilty pleasure? Or like guilty happiness? I'm not sure. What do you call? What do you call? Huh? Guilty happiness? Guilty pleasure. Guilty happiness or guilty. Everything's been leveled. Every single thing's been leveled. Emptiness teaching is desperately needed in the development country because there's everything's been leveled. Everything's been leveled. Oh, that there was. So that's no good. Then Chebada, Sabi Chebada, Chebada, Sabi Chebada, Tinidiji. Chebele Kashna. So now, what's the difference between creating karma or acting or follow through the thought? What's the difference between Chebele Kashna? Sambaham, Sandijan, Luda, Nagi Kunan, Kaimba, which is Tinidiji. So now needs probably some help from the
So that would be karma that you've done but not accumulated?
You've done but not accumulated. Okay,
right.
Done but not accumulated. Oh, so now one...
like a dream, in a dream?
Yeah, what is the difference between the karma, the something that's been done and something that's not been accumulated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chebile Kashna, now something has been done, what is that? What is that? Somebody's raised the questions, you know. Sambahamche, thinking, or you all thought about that. Sambaham, Samnityangche, not just that, then according to Kandrola, say, follow through, you know. Luda, Ngagi Kunla Makaimas, physical action, or maybe verbal actions, or Kaimas. That one is like karma that's been done. Done? Has been like a. Sometimes it's very difficult to put in English. You see a difference between done and accumulated? Did you see a difference between accumulated and done?
Mm-hmm.
So, created. So it makes perfect sense in Tibetan. So really sorry. So now, che means, you know, follow through or maybe act on your thought that's been done, right? Yeah.
Can we use the microphone because people are streaming and they're missing all your wonderful thoughts.
I have a question. If I may, on page 347, under the chapter The Nature of the Three Trainings, there, the whole page is a list of quotes from great masters regarding karma. It says, Gamlungpa said, when a famine occurs, everything depends on barley. In the same way, everything revolves around ethical discipline in the practice of the teaching. Therefore, apply yourself to this. Those who have not thought about karma and its effects will not achieve pure ethical discipline. Therefore, thinking about this is a personal imperative. Is that Kamlung Rinpoche?
Huh?
Is that Kamlung Rinpoche?
Is the same page or a different page?
That's a quote from Kamlungpa?
A few hundred pages, about 100 pages.
The wind is, so maybe we'll come down there later. That's like many more pages below.
Yes, 100 pages more.
Yeah.
No, can you just tell me, is Kamlungpa Rinpoche? Kamlung Rinpoche?
What is it? So can you say the name again there?
Kamlungpa.
Yeah, that's the name of the person.
Something he said in the previous lifetime.
Kamlungpa.
Kamlungpa Rinpoche.
It's a chapter on the nature.
That's probably one of the Kadama masters, name of the Kadama master, Rindy. One of the Kadama, name of the Kadama master.
That's the same Kamlungpa Rinpoche who was weeping for sentient beings? He was crying, and Geshe Potawa said, that's the way to practice Dharma.
Kamlungpa, I think probably, yeah. Probably,
same one?
Yeah, probably, yeah. So okay, not 100% sure. Probably, yeah. If it's not, then this is my mistake. So anyway, Kamlungpa, that's one of the Kadama masters. So we will yes. Come down there, okay, when we get there. So then more.
Okay, I guess my question is like a karma that's done, say, forgetfully, isn't accumulated. Isn't there a possibility of accumulating karma simply by acting forgetfully? I mean, if you act forgetfully and you upset the apple cart, that's one thing. If it causes someone's death, that's, you know, a very different thing. So I'm wondering, what about the karma accumulated through that from acting forgetfully?
Acting forgetfully, Kunjan Khazar. So now how you say, like, acting forgetfully, so... No, how you do acting forgetfully?
Not paying attention.
Carelessly. Yeah, carelessly.
Careless.
Acting. Yeah. Like, if you forget to turn off the gas on the stove, you've done forgetfully. You forgot to turn it off.
So if you forgot to turn off the gas?
Yeah, or you forgot or forget to turn it on, for example, then that's forgetting. You do something forgetting.
Is that forgetful acting?
Yeah, doing something forgetfully. Or, I forgot that you're...
Doing what? Not turning the stove.
Yeah, or like...
That's already done.
Yeah.
Think of a Dharma example might be when you come in before you do water bowl, you want to prostrate three times before you start doing water bowl. But you might come in...
Just do the water bowl, yeah.
...to prostrate. You know, so that would be an example of a karma that isn't accumulated because you did the action.
Yeah.
You did the action of not prostrating, but you didn't do.
That's very true. That's very true.
I'm sorry. Does that? Does that fit?
Yeah. Well said. Well said. Yeah.
Or what if you had, if someone has an injury?
This is like, same as like dream, right? Same as like in the dream, doing something in the dream?
No.
Dream, that's the difference.
I'm saying is that acting forgetfully can be also, I should have stopped for the stop sign and I didn't. That sort of thing, you know, that can have a very different result. And it can be, I think, a strongly negative result. And I would think that one must, in that case, accumulate some karma, maybe not a direct karma of killing somebody, but certainly it would still be a strong karma, I think, if it results in someone being killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so really, so not much time here, so next Wednesday, so we need to probably debate. discussion about this, 14th. Karma that's been done but not accumulated. It's been accumulated, it's not been done.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little bit of discussion. So need further discussion looks like it's been needed now. Yeah, so maybe next Wednesday, all of us will focus on that. Karma that's been accumulated but it's not been done. Mm-hmm. And something that's been done but it's not accumulated. There's like four possibilities.
Okay.
Right? Something is A, but it's not B.
Mm-hmm.
But something is B, but it's not A. And something is both A and B, but something is not neither A or nor B. So there's four possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you like that next Wednesday to have further discussions?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the text, it actually does directly address killing that is karma that you have done but not accumulated.
that's killing that's done unknowingly, done in a dream, not done intentionally, when another person forced you, done only once and then regretted, etc. So even though it's a very heavy action, the text does say that's done but not accumulated, if it's got that characteristic of being like forgetful.
Yeah, next witness day. So everybody bring their mala.
Yeah, yeah.
Negative karma for just acting forgetfully itself, right? Oh, this chela
masa was in the film. Let's go. So maybe next Wednesday, need more discussions, and every one of us have chance to say something. So the best debate is like they're saying in the monastery. Debate is like lock. So when you try to burn, how do you say? Light?
Light on fire.
Light on fire, big log. In the beginning, it's not easy to, it won't burn very easily. In the middle, it will burn so easily, so hard, it's hard to,
put it out.
That's how the debate's been done in the monastery. In the beginning, everybody can't even confuse on that. Then it also gets really heated up. Then it goes on. So next Wednesday, we may end up saying good morning. Tangu Barkawa, in the beginning, it's very fire. It's not burning well. Part of, then Basavsha, in the middle, it really burns. And Tama means in the end, it's difficult to put it out. So that's why, when you go to monastery, around midnight, you hear all the noise and clapping, like all that. So that's what's happening. It's like they are debating from around 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So this goes on and on, and this goes all night. Anyway, so I think that's very good. So there's so many of you have raised questions. I think need to make it very clear, exactly according to Lamrim, different this four different possibilities between those karma. Okay. Then, just when the next Wednesday come, next Wednesday. Huh? Well, there's only the it's okay. No, there's some people read. Now you say, yeah, please. There's only a couple of minutes left. I might as read. Yeah. So then, probably give me some idea to think about. You raise somebody raise the question. Yeah.
Motivation determines really the action. So if the motivation was to kill or to cause harm, then that's the kind of karma that you're going to accumulate because it was a negative action. So it's a negative or positive or neutral action depending on your motivation. So if there was not a motivation to kill and it was just an accident, like they say they left a stove on and that caused people to die, a fire or whatever, but your motivation was not to kill anybody. So therefore, it was not a negative action. So you cannot accumulate negative karma. I don't know if that's the kind of answer that they are looking for, but that's what you told me, that the motivation determines.
No, that's very good, very good. So next Wednesday, for Joseph, you sit in the middle. So person who sits in the middle, they answer the question. So rest of them are going to, when they stand up, they are asking questions. So very good. I think next Wednesday, there are more discussions. I think, what do you think?
Yeah.
So then it's going to be clear. Throughout the debate, it's going to be much clearer. So in that regard, then everybody probably needs to read before come to class, to need to read that section. Final session, make sure that you remember, make sure that what debate is all about. Otherwise, we just jump in, not know anything. So then, it's no time, then it's all no good. So, What do you think? You think it's a good idea? Yeah, next Wednesday. Yeah. So, all knowledge. Then, you know, next time somebody asks you, you can give them, you know, clear answer. If they don't satisfy, so you tell them, look at Lamrim. So they're going to find exactly what you said, you know. So then you didn't say it, Lama Tsongkhapa said, you just repeat it. So then that's good, okay. So now time is run out, so next word, Mr. Debate. The class is going to be debate class, okay. Yeah. Dāgē shīnyē sābēn gē wādē, tēn dāndō wāgō ngā kāmbē tā, chabarā jīsū lōsā tāpē, tēn bē nīmbō rindō sāshē shū, say some mantra for your health, your long happy life, and you know, some of the mantras to prevent from untimely death, and some of the mantras to, you know, just a couple of mantras, you know, for,
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 གས
네, 바다 관해서 주민 집에서만 도와나 뒤에만나 세바메고 세바톤의 제다 버전도 주민 들이도 도와줘 세다군도 세바메고 대중이 모두 대표는 제가 말하는 대로 그래서 매도 오마주지 전에 대해서 제가 말하자 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 전대대 메뉴야,